Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today is Washington, D.C.-based John Hansen. John is the president of the International Association of Corporate Monitors and also a managing director at BDO. And today we're going to be focusing on the corporate monitor side of his life. John, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Happy to be here, Adam. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So let's dive right in. You know, there's a lot of business interruptions due to COVID-19 that's obviously having an impact all over the place, including on how companies are responding to settlements and dealing with their monitors. Does the government appreciate the impact that's going on for organizations, and is it showing willingness to work with them and monitors if the pandemic is causing serious issues, you know, and a willingness not so much to relax terms, but really adjust based on how hard it is to do business today?
Well, the very short answer to that, Adam, is yes. I mean, over the last dozen or so years, I myself have had the privilege of serving approximately six times as a corporate monitor and then being engaged by three other monitors. And in doing those, I've generally found that the government agencies have always appreciated and been understanding when things beyond a company's control have caused delays or other types of issues. So for example, in one of the monitorships that I had, there was a tragic and sudden death in the family of a critical person from the company who was really heavily involved in the monitorship. And that caused some difficulties with their accomplishing certain things in the timetables that had been set up, at least for a short period of time. But because that particular company and that particular person had shown so much of what I've come to call spiritual compliance, that is a desire to comply with the spirit of the agreement, not just check the boxes, the government really didn't make an issue of it. By the next reporting period, things had gotten back on schedule. The company ultimately met and in many cases exceeded all of the obligations under the agreement. But so I think now that with this immense global disruption due to COVID, government officials are probably even more willing to work with people. They appreciate these impacts and will work through the company, through the problems with the company and the monitor. I also think that in that, the government attitude might be affected by the tone and the effort from the company and the recommendations of the monitor as well. So what I mean by that is, if the company wasn't doing such a great job before COVID, the government may not accept them trying to lean on COVID as an excuse. So companies should just generally be aware of that. Depending on where a company is in the life cycle of an agreement or with a corporate monitor, there may or may not be a need to extend reporting or other deadlines due to COVID. So for example, if a report was due May or June of this year, depending on the size of the company and the scope of the monitorship, the monitor may have intended to do the bulk of their testing in the few months leading up to and ahead of that report date, which in this case may have been impossible, and therefore require an extension of that date. It could also be that a company and government agency had entered into an agreement in, say, February, that required the company to nominate a monitor and the government to pick them and to go through that whole process within a 60 or 90 day period. That too may have been disrupted due to COVID and require some sort of extension. So I think ultimately, just as COVID has disrupted all businesses, it has disrupted monitorships, and we just have to accept and deal with it as reasonably as possible.
Now, that's really encouraging to hear. I just want to check though, are there any areas though where you don't believe the government will be flexible?
Well, as I kind of just said, in a way, I think, you know, having been in the government on the criminal investigation side as an FBI agent, if the government feels that COVID is being used merely as an excuse, I wouldn't expect them to be very flexible about it. If the company's been generally non-cooperative with the monitor and the government, fighting everything at every turn, unreasonably so in some cases, and it doesn't exactly set things up for a good relationship or an efficient monitorship. So, you know, I've often equated the initiation of a monitorship to a shotgun wedding. Not that I've ever been to one of those, but because of that, monitors can sometimes get off to a pretty rocky start with the company. I've found that the more times you've been a monitor, the better you get at easing or even completely overcoming that tension. But if the company is in that situation, fighting every type of thing, the government might be less inclined to work with the company in general. COVID could just, you know, amplify that. I think, though, that for the majority of the companies working with the monitor right now, they will find the government agencies very understanding and accommodating. The same goes for their monitor. We're all living through this together, after all.
Yes, we all are, you know, including the ability to do site visits and having to learn what new ways to reach people. Now, if you're a monitor, what's reasonable to expect from the companies you're monitoring in terms of their efforts to improve their compliance programs right now?
Well, with so much operational disruption from supply chains to labor to, well, everything, it's natural to see companies look for ways to preserve themselves. In many cases, that means cutting costs. As we all know, when costs get cut, they most often start in the back office areas, that is, areas that don't directly contribute to generating revenue. Compliance, unfortunately, is among those back office areas. Similarly, as companies furlough or lay off personnel, there may be places where duties are not sufficiently segregated as they once were, and those segregations may be ones that compliance were relying upon as an effective internal control in their system. Trainings may be more difficult for some areas or people within an organization. New risks may emerge that weakened compliance departments may not be able to address as effectively or timely for various reasons associated with the pandemic. As a monitor, when I put that hat on, what I expect is effort. I expect that the company will continue to, in good faith, maintain its effort in complying with the terms of an agreement and effecting in a good and robust corporate compliance and ethics program and department, that they will come to me or the government quickly when they anticipate concerns and be honest and transparent about them.
Now, pretty much everything's more difficult to get done these days, just because people are harder to reach, scattered. You know, you mentioned training; it's hard to web-based training does work, but you got to, you know that some of your workforce isn't going to have the bandwidth. Are you finding that? Are there any areas that are particularly problematic for companies seeking to meet the terms of their monitorship right now?
I've seen it vary from company to company. If we start where many compliance programs start, the risk assessment area, as I mentioned earlier, this pandemic can create some new compliance and ethics risks that need to be quickly assessed, prioritized, communicated to leadership, and acted upon. Training schedules may be seriously disrupted, as you were talking about, particularly where a company may have relied heavily on face-to-face trainings. You know, having been out there with a lot of companies, they're not all online. Not all of them have gone that way. And for those who either do a mixture or do heavy face-to-face, you know, what can they do right now? Internal investigations from complaints or hotline calls can be delayed. Trying to get documents, for example, or visit a site and conduct interviews, it's all sort of a different world. Unannounced audits or site visits might not be possible right now. Controls may not be as strong as they once were due to layoffs, furloughs, or even people working from home. All of that wrapped up in a situation where compliance departments may get cut back as well makes for a tough couple of years for a compliance department. I had the unusual experience about 2 years ago of actually serving as the chief compliance and ethics officer of a large international company. It was just on an outsource basis. The intent was for me to build the program, to get it running, and then to hand it off to people on the inside. And I'll have to say it was an awakening. Prior to that, my only real interaction with compliance officers had been in the context of internal investigations and, of course, as an independent corporate monitor. But in this situation, I was able to experience really, truly firsthand the issues that compliance officers have to live with. And I can see COVID just amplifying all of those issues in many companies.
Yeah, you inadvertently stepped into an area that compliance people complain about when it comes to monitors is, you know, well, they find overall the process does lead to a much stronger compliance program is, you know, the often the observation is they've never walked in my shoes. They don't understand, you know, what it's like day to day. And, you know, fortunately, you were able to get that experience. Now, finally, what would you tell a compliance officer in terms of how he or she should adjust expectations for the relationship with the monitor?
Well, honestly, you know, if the monitor and to some extent the company have adopted the right approach and attitude the monitor is really not there as the get you guy or an investigator for the company, but rather as a guide hoping towards, you know, your successful completion of the requirements of an agreement. And such a relationship requires trust, trust earned through honesty about concerns and problems and transparency. So, you know, if the company or compliance officers have any concerns about meeting requirements of an agreement, or anything else, interactions with management, cutbacks, whatever it could be, speak openly with your monitor about them. You know, if you end up having to go to the government to ask for an extension or some other form of forbearance, you want your monitor in your corner, because in many cases, the government is going to rely very heavily on what the monitor has to say about that. Recognize, too, that a good monitor should be thinking ahead as well on their behalf. And if they have concerns about hitting deadlines or otherwise, you know, maybe cutbacks in their departments or furloughs or whatever it could be, the monitor should be sharing those concerns with you and getting in front of the government with them as early as possible, you know, along with ideas for resolving them. You don't want to just go in there and say, hey, we have some concerns and we just want to make it aware of you, but, you know, here's our concerns and here's how we're going to address them and here's a timetable for it.
The old admonition, don't just bring people a problem, always bring a solution too, still applies. Well, John, thank you for offering these insights and these potential solutions. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.